Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome everyone to the show. You're listening live to me, Mike Davis, your host. For now, I'm flying solo, as it seems to be. My guest is not in, but it doesn't matter. So, as I said, we're flying solo a little bit here tonight. And once my guests do come on, then I will bring it on here for you. But I want to apologize, I don't know whether I should apologize, for last Thursday for the show The Spiritual Connections was not aired, and that's because of Thanksgiving Day, and me and the producer decided not to run the show, but that's fine. And I know this Thursday it's going to be the same, not that it's Thanksgiving Day, but the Thursday show will not be aired this week. I don't know if whether it'll be a repeat, might come on, might not. That's something that I'll talk about with the show's producer a little bit later on. But as I say, you know, this is a show for you, a show for you to call in, to get readings, and let's make it a double kind of a show, because it seems to be as if I am flying solo, so let's make it a double show, a show that we can incorporate everything together. So whether it be just a reading show, or whether it's going to be a little bit of advice on your development or on your spirituality, it matters not. I don't know if any of you have been listening or been following the MikeSpirit.fm right here in Blog Talk Radio. If you have, then you will know that you probably didn't hear the iPod Shuffle show, which should have finished half hour ago. Then if you head right over to www.mikespirit.fm, there is where you will be able to listen to the iPod Shuffle show, because it was actually aired, but maybe not right here. But as I say, if you head over to www.mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to catch the iPod Shuffle show, which was on about an hour and a half ago. And it was a pleasure working, as it always is, you know, working with the girls, doing that show, the iPod Shuffle show. I know if you want to call in tonight or today, whatever you're listening to, it's certainly tonight in the UK. It's just gone 8 p.m. Here in the UK. I know it's just gone 3 p.m. in Eastern time in America, or even just gone. I think it's just gone noon in Pacific Standard Time. So wherever you're listening to us, you're more than welcome. And, you know, I love you being a part of this show, because without you people calling in, then really we wouldn't have a show to do, would we? So, you know, I want to give thanks to everyone that calls into the show and makes it what it is. So if you want to call into the show, because I know that we have to go to a short commercial break in a few seconds. If you want to call into the show, please do so. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. I'll be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me Harrys! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'll be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm, for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing and a barrel full of laughs.
Okay, and welcome back. If you've just tuned in, or if you just joined us, welcome. You're listening here to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, a show that you can call in and get your readings, or even get advice or whatever it may be. As you know, or if you was just listening, you would know I'm flying solo tonight because my guest is, I think she disappeared. I don't know where she's gone. And I was so looking forward to bringing my guest on, but never mind. I'm sure that she will be able to join us maybe a little bit later on or something there. But I'm sure that she will be, if she can, she will. Now, if you head back over to mikespirit.fm, the website, www.mikespirit.fm, you will see a new button that's created there. And that button is Request a Reading. So if you're looking for a personal reading with myself, head over to www.mikespirit.fm and there's where you'll be able to get all the information on having a personal reading with myself. There's instructions on what to do there. If you don't have Skype, there's a little click here button, and there where you will be able to download Skype. Of course, it's free of charge. And that's where I'll be doing your readings. And there's a little button there that you can pay for your reading. So, you know, head on over there, www.mikespirit.fm. We are continuously upgrading and renewing things in there to make it, I suppose, more manageable for everyone and to try and provide a better service there to you. Now, I'm going to go straight to the phone lines. I do believe they have Jill online first. Jill, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
No problem at all. Hi, Jill. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Okay. I found out about 2 months ago that there was a problem with our animal warden where he is doing to the animals what he's supposed to protect them from. I tried to get outside help. I didn't have enough to go on. Then something big happened, and I knew someone at the newspaper, and they put it in the newspaper. Now, people are coming forward and telling stories of terrible things he's done to our animals, and how do you see this playing out?
Okay, well, first things first, Jill, let me make my link to the spirit world, because that's where I suppose my forte is.
Okay.
I'm going to see what they have to say. Okay, so have you ever had a reading before there, Jill?
Yes.
You have. Okay, so let me make my link to the spirit world. Let me see what happens. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I know that, first of all, I've got a lady here that connects with me in the spirit world, okay? And as this lady connects with me, I believe that she would link in your family. I believe that she links in your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us. I do want to say to you that this lady would have been quite a nice age passed known to the spirit world, of whatever a nice age is, I don't know, but she makes her way, she's a nice age. And if I had to put an age in, I would say that she would be maybe around the late 70s, maybe touching into early 80s. I won't go much older than that, but I know that that's around the age area she was before she passed there. She makes her way to say to you that she looked a lot older than what she was because of the conditions that she carried in this life. So I know that she would have suffered for some time before she passed on to the spirit world, because she makes her way that her body gave up on her long before that she ever wanted it to. She also makes her way to say to you, do you know who she is?
My grandmother.
Okay. Now, I know as this lady is connecting here with you, so as your grandmother is connecting here with you, she says to me that, you know, you've always been the kind of person that will stand up for what you believe in. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And I believe that that ties with this condition that you talked to me about the dog warden. And, you know, that's a story that's very close to my heart because I've got a dog and I love my little Marley. Saying little, mind, he's a big, he's like a horse now. But bless him, he's not well at the moment. And, you know, he's on antibiotics, he's on steroids, and bless his little heart, he'll be fine. But I know that I care quite dearly for animals as well. But I know I want to say here to you that as this lady makes her communication here with you, that she says to me, you stick by your guns, okay? Because I know that it's almost as if there's going to be like a little backlash of this or something's going to come back to you. But you stick to your guns because it's almost as if you've seen this firsthand yourself. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because she says here to me about sticking to your guns because I know that whatever it is that you are doing right now is for the best and for the benefit the animals, I suppose, isn't it? Because she's saying it's for their benefit. And I know that I want to say to you that as she connects here with you, know that she's very close in your vibration. Know that she's very close to you because she wants to just keep pushing you forward at the moment in your life and say to you, you know, it's not as bad as it seems. And I believe I want to say to you that the more that she wants you to know that she's there, then know that she's doing her best from where she is to try and give you that inspiration that you're looking for, because I know that's what you are looking for right now, isn't it? A little bit of inspiration, a little bit of guidance, a little bit of upliftment, and, you know, to just to know that you have the backing, if you like, of the spirit world behind you. Is that right?
Okay, that's great news.
Good, okay, because I know that that's what she wants me to see here, Jude, that, you know, that you have her backing, you have her behind you every step of the way, in order for it to be right, okay? But
okay,
remember what I said to you, that there might be a little bit of backlash from this, but I know when it comes right, that it will be right there for you, okay? So know that your grandmother is very close to you in the spirit world, and she will do her utmost best to kind of be with you right now, okay? Now, she does talk to me as well about yourself, about, will I be right in saying that there's health conditions around you at the moment?
Okay.
And
I
she
don't
says,
know. Okay.
You don't know these?
No.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying that to you that, Jill, is it your back, maybe around your kidneys, that's giving you a bit of trouble at the moment? Is that right?
I'm not sure. Maybe sometimes my back hurts a little, yes.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, as long as you understand, it's not for me to diagnose it, because I wouldn't do that,
okay,
because, you know, I'm not a doctor, okay? But she makes it aware that it's like my back and maybe coming around my kidneys there. And, you know, I'm not saying that there's a problem, but, you know, the spirit world understands these things, okay? And I've always said and always will say, if it's recognized there in the spirit world, know that the healing's going that way anyway, okay? So take your grandmother's love and know... See, I can't move on yet because there's somebody else that says to me, hang on a minute, boy. You haven't even gone with me yet. So I know that he wants me to... See, your dad is close to you in the spirit world. So you'd understand your dad for me in the spirit world, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And your dad was a very strong man in his character-wise, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that I'm feeling your dad, because I know as this gentleman's with me, he says to me that it's... You know, I'm dad, and I was a very strong character, and whatever he had to say out, it would come, please, or offend. I know that that's the way your dad... No, your dad was quite, I'll say, drawn in his features towards the end of his life. Is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that to you that when your dad passed, it was very sudden with your dad? Is that right?
It was... I knew he was dying, but it happened quicker than what we expected.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Where does the name of Arthur tie with him? Who's Arthur?
There was a cousin. I have a cousin, Arthur.
And would your Arthur now be in the spirit world?
And he died suddenly.
Okay, that's fine, because yes. I know that getting Arthur, the ones to link with your dad, okay? So now that the two of them are here together. And, you know, if I said to you that the two of them was just as strong as each other in this life, would that make sense there to you?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that that's the way that they bring their love forward here for me, okay? That they are just as strong as each other. And I believe that I need to see to you like a set of crutches, like a support, one either side of you to aid you through this life at the moment. Do you understand of that?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I also want to say here to you that, you know, your dad was a hard-working man throughout his life, wasn't he?
Yeah, he comes from a hard-working family.
Okay. Because I know I want to say to you from a hard kind of working kind of a man, I do believe I need to say here to you that, see, as I'm taking a big deep breath, that's what I need to say to you. Take a big deep breath, okay? And,
okay,
you know, I believe that that's to do with this condition about what you first asked me about the dog warden and so on and so forth. But if I say to you that take a big deep breath.
Okay.
Okay, because I know that your dad and your uncle, is it? The Arthur's your uncle, yeah?
Cousin.
Your cousin. I do apologize. But I know that I've got your dad, I've got Arthur, and I've got your grandmother that wants to be very proud of you, okay? And just say to you at the moment that, you know, that you will go from strength to strength, okay? But don't be so disappointed in yourself all the time. I believe I need to say to you that you have to have more belief in yourself. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Well, let me say to you, thank you very much for calling here, Jill. And remember, if you go over to my archives page in mikespirit.fm, you will have a copy of that reading a little bit later on. I say thank you very much for calling.
It doesn't, they aren't telling you how it's going to play out, what's going to happen to this dog warden.
Okay, well, you know, as I've always said here, Jill, on the show, I don't do looking into the future, but I know that what you've done is the right thing. And it will be, as I said, a little bit of backlash, but it will come right there for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem at all, Jill. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have G online next. G, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, and thank you for calling. And may I ask where you're calling from there, G?
Yes, I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, G?
Well, I just wanted, I know you say you don't predict the future, but I just wanted some guidance and to see if my loved ones had anything to say to me about relationship and this one individual that I'm kind of currently interested in right now, and what should I do?
Okay.
Because I've been asking them, I'm kind of talking to them, so I don't know if they hear me, I don't know.
Okay, let me make my link to the spirit world and we'll see where we're going, okay? Give me a second. Now, I know I want to say here to you that the first thing I'm aware of is a gentleman in the spirit world that wants to make his link here with me, okay? And as I'm aware of this gentleman, I do feel as if I need to say to you that he would be quite a well-built man in the build of his body before he passed on to the spirit world. Okay, I want to say to you that he would have been maybe around the 5'9", 5'10" of his height when he was there with us, okay? I want to say to you is maybe around the chest, maybe around the heart is how this man would have passed on to the spirit world, because I know that's where I feel, and that's where I'm settling, okay, around the heart. So now I want to say to you that when he passed, I want to say to you it was like a build-up to his passing, but we all knew that he was ready to go when he went. Does that make sense there, Jill?
I'm not sure if it's my father or not. I can't tell because he passed or moved away from him when I was really little, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Now, I want to see that you, within your dad's side, your family, would I be right in saying that there would be a large family around your dad? Is that all right?
They are. I'm not close with them, but I'm from what my mom told me. They were a big family.
Okay, because I know I want to see to you within your dad's side that there's a large family, okay? And I know as this gentleman makes his communication here with me that he wants me to see to you that's where he is. He's in your dad's side, okay? Now, I know that he wants me to see that you, that the direction that you're looking for the direction in your life at the moment. It's almost as if I want to say here to you that it's like, you know, I want to push you forward. I want you to do the best that you can. And I do believe that this gentleman wants me to say that you, he wants me to say here to you that don't allow yourself to be sidetracked by anyone else. Okay, do you understand why I would say that?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Because I know that the more that I'm saying this there to you, okay, the more I want to say that you have to do what's right for yourself. Never mind anyone else. Okay? Never mind anyone else. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if I said here to you that... okay. See, I know... Okay. I want to bang my hand down firmly and say to you, you know, enough is enough. okay? Would you understand why I would do that there with you at the moment, yeah?
I think so, yes.
Because it's been going on for way too long now, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Okay, and that's the reason why you called in for, isn't it, to have that direction. I want to say enough is enough. It's time with the adults about us, and we do what's right there for us, okay? I know I want to say to you that the direction I want to point you in is that follow your gut feeling. You know of what your gut feeling has to say, is that right?
Sometimes it's so hard for me to differentiate from that or my heart or...
Okay.
I think deep down I kind of know.
Let me explain to you, okay? Because it's almost as if my head wants me to say I need to stay where I am, and my gut feeling tells me I need to move on with this. Does that make sense there to you?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I've always said and always will say here to you that, you know, we have to follow gut feeling there because that's where the spirit world inspires us, okay? So you follow that inner feeling there because that's where this gentleman inspires us. That's where he wants me to take you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. See, there's another choice in your life that you have to make at the moment as well, isn't there?
Yes.
Okay. And it's like conflicting from one to the other, is that right?
Yeah.
Because I know that you're feeling a little bit, you know the old saying, it's either all or nothing. That's what's with you at the moment, isn't it? You feel it's all come at once, and it's all too much then, if that makes sense to you. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I know that's what I want to put in front of you, okay? Let's try and break it down. Let's have it in digestible size pieces, one at a time, okay? I want to say to you, deal with the primarily thing first. The one about whether we should stay or should go or should go into something new, whatever that is, follow your gut feeling, okay? And then next, deal with this other decision that you have to make, okay? Because it's like I want to say that you deal with it one step at a time, okay? Instead of trying to do it all in one go, do it in digestible size pieces. Is that okay for you?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Well, I know that I have to push on. Okay, so let me say thank you very much for calling. And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, I do believe that my guest has joined me.
Hi, I apologize. I got my new computer up and running, and we were making the adjustments that we needed to make.
That's okay, Elizabeth. Well, I've already started and doing a few readings, but it doesn't matter, okay? Because now I'm gonna just hold the phone lines there, and I want you, Elizabeth, to tell everybody, all my listeners, who you are.
All right, I'm Elizabeth Rose, medium, psychic, radio host, just like Mike. I do healings. I like to do a lot of healing. And, I don't know what else to say.
Well, I know, you know, Elizabeth, that you do your own radio show, as you said. And that's, I don't know whether I should mention this because, you know, you're on a different network now, Elizabeth. But no, if you go to detalkradio.com, that's where you will find Elizabeth every Saturday.
Every Saturday and every Tuesday.
That's right. I know that you do two shows.
I do three shows.
Three shows. Oh, that's right, because you do the Dear Emmy as well, don't you?
I do Dear Emmy also, and that's about relationships. And the show on Tuesday is all about healing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell my listeners here, Elizabeth, how can they get hold of you?
Well, they can reach me at... on Skype at Our World Productions. They can reach me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm just about everywhere. They can always contact me at 602-910-4492.
Okay, so that's how we'll be able to get hold of Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And I know, Elizabeth, that you know, we'll go straight back to the phone lines in a bit.
Okay, good.
Well, as I said, I've already done two, so I think I should make you do three. No, I'm only joking. as we discuss, you know, that we'll do one each, you know, I'll do one, you do one, you know, that kind of way, because I know that that's the way that I think my listeners like, because, you know, it seems to be a faster show.
You know, that's the way we do them on my show when I have you on as a guest.
Well, most definitely, you know, and I've been a guest on your show, well, a few times now, isn't it?
Yeah, yep, you've been on a few times, and we've got you scheduled, I believe, again next month, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't have my calendar here with me, since I'm on a different computer.
It doesn't matter, because I know that, you know, that we can chat after the show on that.
I'm sure that
you are right, because, you know, I love coming on to your show. I love talking to your listeners, because it's absolutely fantastic that we're able to do this, isn't it? You know, two of us are radio hosts. We host our own shows, and we're able to come on to each other's shows. But, you know, Elizabeth, I find that absolutely amazing, you know, that it's not that I can't do your show because I do my own, you know.
I know. And it's such a small world, too, honey. It's really gotten to be such a small world. And the mere fact that we can do each other's shows and share what we both do, because you do things differently than I do, naturally. I think everybody does. And that's important, too. And there's all, you know, that's one of the things I've always said. There's always room for everybody.
Of course. Of course. You know, but you never find two mediums that work the same anyway.
Never.
I know, you know, with the amount of time that you've been doing your radio shows, that, you know, you've probably come across it probably more than what I have. And that's what makes us individual, isn't it? It makes us unique in our own little way ourselves.
It does.
Okay. Well, Elizabeth, I'm going to go to a short commercial break. And then afterwards, we will go back to the phone lines. But let me call out some numbers if people want to call in. The number you need to dial, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. I'll be right back just after this.
You have a website? How is that working for your business needs? Is your company's website living up to its full potential and driving business to you? Are your customers finding you online? Chances are your website presence is lacking, and that is why Shape Web Designs can help. Shape Web Designs offers a wide range of services that just doesn't stop at web development. We are a full-service company with strategies that are proven to make your internet presence the best that it can be. Our team of online marketing specialists will work with you to provide you with the best marketing strategies, customer-tailored to your company's products and services. Customer service is number one here at Shape Web Designs. We live here in a very techno time. Don't be left behind with a website that is inadequate for your needs. Shape Web Designs, shaping a better tomorrow. Visit us at www.shapewebdesigns.com or call 616-844-0893 today.
Okay, if you've just joined us, welcome. Or if you've been listening to us, welcome back. You listen to me, Mike Davis, your host, and my special guest is Elizabeth Rose. Elizabeth, should we go straight to the phone lines?
Sure, I'm ready.
Okay, I believe that we have Alison online next. Alison, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, and may I ask you, Alison, where you're calling from?
Calling from Colorado.
Okay, and Elizabeth, are you ready?
Sure, I am. Alice, how can I help you today?
It's Alison.
Alison, I apologize.
That's all right. Hi, Elizabeth. Nice to meet you. My question, I've been debating between two questions, two areas. One is housing. I'm new to town, about four and a half months into town. I moved a considerable distance to get here. And since I've been here, I've lived in 1, 2, 3, 4 different locations, residences, room shares, in 4 different locations in 4 and a half months. The one I'm at now is the landlord, owner of the house, has asked me to move now, which will make move number five, and in order to move in his brother. There's some legal issues here that I can pursue, both with his current residence and the one before. I'm wondering when all this housing stuff will finally begin to settle down, and do you feel like I ought to pursue these legally?
All right. First thing I was getting when you were talking about that is, are you working in the area that you're wanting to live at? Is that what you're doing? Allison, here's what I'm getting. I'm feeling like that the area that you're in right now is just not very good for you. That was the first thing that was shouted in my head, okay?
Do you mean the particular part of town that
the
I'm
particular,
in?
Yes, the particular area that you're in. Have all the homes that you've lived in the last 4.5 months, have they all been in that same area?
Not at all. They have been spread across the city.
Okay. And my next question is, you're working in that city, that particular city. Is that correct?
I am working in my very, very favorite part of town. Denver is huge. I'm working in the part of Denver that I absolutely love. I feel like it's a really excellent place for me to be. But the job itself is hopefully not a long-term job. I'm very, very grateful to have the job. It is not a professional job, however. But that's
okay.
On the
table. All right. But you're currently still searching for something, another position. Is what I'm getting.
Yeah, I'm searching to get back into my career. I did have an interview a week or so ago for a position that moves me up considerably, but is only a 4-month gig, so it doesn't really solve the problem. It just solves it momentarily.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because I believe me, the economy's not very good for everybody. I feel like that it's going to settle down, but it's not going to be till like into the beginning of next year.
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure why this is happening, other than the fact that it's almost like your energy is so scattered right now. Does that make sense to you? It's almost like you have a hard time directing that focus.
It's only because of what's been happening.
Okay.
It has everything to do with the housing situations that I have found myself in. It's a lot of the places I've been have not been by choice, but have been by other people's actions. For example, the place where I am at right now is because my former roommate changed the locks. During a snowstorm,
okay.
And left me homeless. I mean, so it's those kinds of things, and there is legal recourse. I actually have begun to research tenant-landlord laws in the state of Colorado, and I do have cases in my last two residences where they completely violated the laws. I'm educating myself on that now because feel
yeah, because
like
that's the other thing.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I want you to pursue the legal course because it will give you some validity in yourself.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. And you need that.
Yes. I agree.
Because I'm feeling that you really do need that because, like I said, things are just so scattered for you. And until you can get yourself grounding better, focusing better, aiming for what you need. I don't see the housing thing getting any better for you or the job thing getting better because here's what I feel like. You're going to have to get the job thing fixed first. That's
important. I'm not sure what
I think that the when you find something job-wise that you're going to feel like that you can stay with, and it's going to happen. You're going to get, you're going to find something that's going to be more permanent in your job. Better pay.
Uh-huh.
okay,
yeah.
Which is important.
Okay. Yeah.
I see things getting much better, I want to say around February, March.
Okay.
Okay?
That's consistent with what some other readers have said, incidentally. So that's
okay.
Good news. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I see February, March.
Okay.
Like I said, it's going to be much more stable. It's going to be more permanent. It's going to be a little better pay.
Yeah.
I think that what you need to do, have you thought about getting an apartment for yourself?
I can, in no stretch of the imagination, afford it. I barely make enough right now. I make very, very, very little money right now.
Okay. Well, like I said, the next one's going to be better.
Yeah.
The next one's going to be better.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay? The more permanent thing is coming. I'm going to have to wind this up, but I hope that's given you that's gave you some kind of an insight to what is going to happen and what you need to do. You need to really, like I said, work on your focus.
I am a very, very focused person. What's happening is all these really dramatic experiences in housing.
Yeah, and like I said,
uprooted me every 3 to 4 weeks. Through no
yeah,
fault
and that,
of mine.
once you get yourself started into taking control again, you're going to be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you think that job I interviewed for will come through over at the state capitol? Do you feel, even though it's only a 4 month gig, do you feel that there will be an offer return from that? Because that is a lot better money than I need. You do.
I do feel like it's coming. I do. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. And it's worth taking it, even if it's only for 4 months, it's worth taking it. It'll leave me unemployed again.
Yeah, but I think you're going to be better off because it's going to give you something else that you can use to get the more permanent gig that you want.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you very much for your insight.
All right, dear. Thank you. Thank you for calling
in,
Allison.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Allison. And remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm and you will have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go. Thank you. And let's go straight back to the phone lines, Elizabeth. And I do believe I have Holly online next. Holly, are you there with us?
Yes, hello.
Hi, may I ask you, Holly, where you're calling from?
Seattle.
Okay, no problem at all.
Holly?
Yeah, yes. And what was it? Okay, I'll do this one, Elizabeth. You can have a breather now. Okay. Holly, what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, mine's a little unusual. I have a girlfriend that does not have a phone that asked me to call for her. Can we do that, or is that not possible?
Really, I need her voice, to be honest with you, Holly, because otherwise I'll end up connecting with your people in the spirit world. Is she with you?
Okay. No, she's in Arizona.
Okay, then it might be a bit difficult because of what I do. I link to the spirit world. And, you know, give you the communication of what they come to give us. So if you want me to do that for you, then I will. Or
yeah.
We can just move on until she comes online.
Yeah, we can do it for me.
Okay, no problem, Holly. Okay. So have you ever had a reading before, Holly?
Yes, I think once before with you.
With me? Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, Holly,
yes.
I'm going to make my link to the spirit. Well, then we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Sure.
Okay. Now, I know I'm aware of a lady here, first of all, that wants to communicate there with you. A lady that I want to say was quite short. I believe she wasn't a very big lady in her height when she was here with us. I want to say to you that she would have been a lady that... you know, first things first, your grandmother, okay? So you understand your grandmother on your mom's side of the family in the spirit world, is that right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And if I say to you that your grandmother, before she passed on to the spirit world, she tells me that she developed a condition that didn't come on her till, like, later on in life, and like, it was a bit too late to be treated, or it wasn't diagnosed in time, because... we didn't realize there was anything wrong with her until actually just a few months before she passed. Do you understand of that?
I think so, yes.
Okay, because I know that it's your grandmother who I've got with me, and she tells me that it was a little bit late, because I know that she was a tough old soldier, if I can put it that way there to you. And I know that she would have been the kind of lady that would have always moved on through life at a very fast pasty because she tells me there was no time to mess around. There was no time to hang around. We had to get on with things no matter what. Now, yeah, I want to say to you that that I want to talk to you about your life in particular, yourself, because if I sit you in life yourself at the minute, that I want to talk to you about, see, it's almost as if you're trying to rush something at the moment in your life. Would you understand that you're trying to rush something?
Yes.
And if I sit you, see, if whatever you're rushing is causing a bit of confusion there for yourself, isn't it?
I just feel like I can't ever catch up with the, you know, the housework, kids, the shopping. You know, I always feel behind.
Okay, because it's like I'm rushing, and nothing seems to be going the way that I want it to go. And it's like as if it's causing so much frustration in your life. If I say to you that it's like creating other issues around your life, do you understand of that?
Yeah.
Because I know I want to say to you it's creating other issues in your life, it's creating other problems in your life, and I surely want to say here to you that the more that it's causing more frustration, the worse it seems to be getting. And I know I want to say that to you, off your grandmother, that, you know, if we can rewind it back a little bit, if we can slow down a little bit, then it'll become a little bit easier there for yourself. So let's take it one step at a time, I want to say that to you, okay? Let's, you know, go back to the beginning, because is it two children that you have, Holly?
Three.
It's three. Okay. Let's go back to where you used to have two children then, because I'm being told to go back to the two children. Okay.
I have three.
Yeah. So you've got triplets then, have you?
No, I got custody of my husband's three children.
Okay. Let's.
We got them all same time.
Okay. There's some reason why I want to go back a little bit, okay? Is the one young?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's 10 now, but he was 3 or 4 when we got him.
Okay, so he would have been very younger when you had him. Now, if I said that before you had them all then, okay, life seemed to plod on quite nicely there for you, is that right?
Yes.
And then it came to a point of where you felt like, oh my God, what do I do next? Because it's like overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I know I'm looking for, like, I'm being overwhelmed, Jen. I know there's a point of where, you know, I thought I'd be okay. So you thought that it would be fine and be a breeze. But all of a sudden, and I wanted to say all of a sudden, that this year, it's like as if something has just majorly dropped up on your lap and it's been difficult, isn't it? And it's been like hard to adjust from that. Do you understand of that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I believe I want to say to you that you spent many hours complaining, and not so much complaining, but tears rolling down your face, because I know I can see tears.
Yeah.
That there's been lots of, you know, there's been lots of back and forth. There's been, I want to say arguments. I don't want to say arguments live on air, but that's what I want to say to you, that there's been lots of arguments. There's been lots of discussions. There's been lots of, I'm just doing what I got to do. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know that your grandmother tells me that you're quite strong in your vibration.
Yeah.
You're quite a strong kind of character, aren't you? Okay. You will do what you feel is best no matter what. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, will I be right in saying there, Holly, that you are quite sensitive to the spirit world yourself? Is that right?
Yes, I'm trying to learn as much as I can.
Okay. And if I say to you that you're starting to sense the spirit world as well, you're starting to pick up on little things every now and again, is that right?
Yes, I love it.
Okay, that's good. Because I know that's where I'm aware of it. You're picking up a little bit from the spirit world now yourself. And the more that you seem to be working with it, the more that it seems to be gelling together as one. Because I know I want to say that you stick by the spirit world, and they are going to stick by you 100%, okay? So even though that you didn't call in for the reading initially, then, you know, you've had some good direction yet today, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I want to see to you that there's someone else here in the spirit world that wants to be remembered here to you, and someone that I want to see to you passed instantly. I want to say home to the spirit world very quickly. Excuse me, I don't know whether it was like an accident or something, but I know that my passing was very quickly. I believe that this is a gentleman in the spirit world that would have went very quickly. A gentleman that I want to see here to you that... you know, quite shocked to be in the spirit world. And I believe I want to say to you that it took us quite some time to adjust to his passing home to the spirit world. I do believe I need to say to you that it may have been maybe sometime this year, because I know it's quite recent that he would have passed home to the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes, it's my brother, July 3rd.
Okay, so it is very recent. Okay, that's good. Because I know that's what I'm being told, that it, you know, it's so recent, it's hard to adjust. That, you know, your brother was your rock in this life, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm being told that he was your rock in this life, and I know that he's going to be your rock in the next life, okay? okay, that's fine. Okay. See, he just wants me to see to you, you know, even though that he was a rock in this life, he's going to be a rock in the next life as well. He's still going to be by the side of you, doing what he does best. And still doing what he needs to do there for you in the spirit world. But remember, instead of him looking like a tunnel, because I know that your brother had like tunnel vision sometimes. When he had something in his mind off, he would go in that one direction, that direction only, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Okay, because he talks to me about having like a bird's eye view right now so that he could see all what's going on from where he is in the spirit world. Okay, does that help you a little bit there, Holly?
Yes. Did he die of a heart attack, or did he just crash?
Okay. Now, I want to give you a little bit more information now then, okay, because you're asking me two questions there, and it would be also easy for me to say either one or the other, but I want more information on him. Now, as you say, into the crash, would I be right in saying that that the car must have turned over?
The plane did, yes.
The plane. Okay, that's fine.
Stuck on the wires, telephone wires, and flipped over.
Okay, because I know I want to turn over, okay?
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with the heart. I believe that's what he would have went home to the spirit world with, okay? It's something about turning over and over. So it wasn't just once. It may have happened several times. So maybe the plane or whatever he was in may have turned over a few times, okay? Because I know I need to say to you that this is how I would have passed home to the spirit world. Does that help you there, Holly?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to say that you thank you very much for calling in. And remember, if you come on over to MikeSpirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading mark. I was going to say thank you very much for calling.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. No problem. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, Elizabeth, I know that we have to go to a short commercial break here in just a few seconds, but let me call out some numbers. I know that we've got quite a busy line here today, but let me call out some numbers if people want to call in. The numbers is 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
International medium Mike Davis, the People Psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikespirit.fm. Just click on the Request a Reading page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service. Terms and conditions can be found on www.mikespirit.fm. To book your reading, log on now. Remember, that's www.mikespirit.fm,
the home of the People Psychic.
Okay, and welcome if you've just joined us, or welcome back. Elizabeth, we're going
right.
We're almost halfway through the show.
I know. Well, it goes really quick, Mike. We both know that.
It flies so fast, doesn't it? It really does. But You know, it's always a pleasure to work with you, Elizabeth. And I think that we better go straight back to the phone lines because I know it's a jam-packed evening, I think, here.
Okay.
Okay, and let me just see who's online next. Joa? I'm not really sure until my producer types it in. I think my producer is must have fallen asleep.
We'll wake him up.
I believe it's Mary. Mary, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Okay. Elizabeth, all over to you.
All right. Mary, it's nice to meet you, by the way.
Hi, same here.
And what can I do to help you today?
I was wondering if I could get in touch with a friend who crossed over. His name is Rob.
I'm sorry, Robert. What was the name again? Robert?
Robert or Rob.
Okay. Let me see if I can, if he wants to come to me today. Hang on a second. Okay. Was he an older gentleman, friend?
Yes.
He wasn't family, right?
No.
Wasn't family. He was an older gentleman. I want to say kind of heavy.
Yes, that's him.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I could tell him.
Okay. Do they have any...
What did you want to know, honey?
I just wondered...
He's looking at me like... Okay, here's what he's doing, honey. Let me put it this way.
Okay.
He's looking at me, and he's smiling ear to ear, okay, just so
okay.
You know that. And he said that you always made him smile.
Yeah.
That's what you've always made him smile, honey. And he's so glad, and he misses you, but he's glad that he's gone. He's happy now. Yeah, he's happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think he's smiling at ear, and he's wanting me to let you know that it's okay, that he is happy. All right. Wait a minute. What's he doing? You knew this person a long time.
Well, not really. He was mostly a friend of my son.
Okay, but...
And I got to know him on the phone.
Okay, but you guys never met.
Once.
That's
what
he was...
We had major conversations on the phone.
But you never met face-to-face.
One time.
One time? Because I was getting that from him. It's like he's pushing away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That made me think that you guys had never met.
Yeah, I wondered if he had a message for my son.
Okay, let's see if I can find anything here. His relationship with your son, he was very close to your son, almost like a father figure.
Yeah, well, my son took care of him, too.
Okay, all right. Because he's showing me, it's like he's taking his hand and running it down his arm. I don't know what he's meaning by it. He's got his hand running it down his arms as if to say, and from what I'm feeling, there was such a love and caring there. He wants your son to know that he really cared and loved for him. Okay. I think the son already knew that, but you need to know that he recognizes that. He just wants you both to know that he's happy. He's just got this big smile, and there's still... Hang on. I'm smelling... Did he smoke? Like a cigar?
Terrible, yes.
All right. So, because all of a sudden I just got this whiff of a cigar that I've never smelled before.
Yeah, he was a major smoker.
Yeah. And he wishes that he had not smoked as much.
Yeah.
And he wants your son to know that he should have heeded the advice.
Yeah, that's right.
Should have heeded that advice, and he recognizes it now, but he said he's just so happy.
Oh, could you ask him if has he been able to see his daughter since he crossed? She's here.
Okay.
They were separated.
He's not good. No, I can't get anything. It's almost like he turned his back away from me and just waved, and that's
okay.
That. That's weird. I don't think I've. If they don't want to answer, they usually that's what they'll end up doing.
Okay.
There was an issue between him and his daughter.
Yeah, he lost contact with his daughter when she was little.
Yeah. I think it still pains him, honey. I think that's why
okay.
he turned around and walked off.
Okay.
No, don't be sorry. He's fine. Don't worry about that. He's just
okay.
always wanted you to know that he's happy. And you can tell
okay.
son that he's happy too.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good. All right. Thank you.
I hope that helps, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
But he's such a jolly person, you know, like I said, so happy, honey. And he just that's one thing he wanted me to convey to you, to all of you, is that he's now happy.
Okay.
That means a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you for calling in, Mary.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.
And remember there, Mary, if you come on over to MikeSpirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, Elizabeth, let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have Kevin online next day. Kevin, are you there with us?
Yes, hello.
Hi, and may I ask you, Kevin, where you're calling from?
Oh, yes, I'm calling from Southern California.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Yes, I was just wondering if you can maybe connect to relative that had crossed over.
Okay, bear with me a second. Let me make my link to the spirit world and we'll see
sure.
where we go. Is that okay for you?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, Kevin, I know that I'm aware of a gentleman who comes right by the side of me. See, the minute I hear your voice, there's a gentleman stands right by the side of me.
Okay.
And, you know, I want to say to you that this gentleman, as I'm looking at him, he's quite casually kind of a dress kind of a man because he wears a shirt on and it's open in the front, which tells me he's a casual dressed kind of a laid back kind of a fella. Excuse me,
okay.
when he was here with us. I want to say to you that he makes me feel as if he wants to be very close to you, but then on the other hand, I want to push myself away a little bit, okay? So it's like as if I want to say that he could be like a father or a grandfather, but he's not the kind of man that would come, you know, catch you around with his arms and say, I love you or anything, because that's
mm-hmm.
not his style. So do you understand of a father or a grandfather in the spirit world that would have passed, that would have been like that day with you? Does that make sense to you?
Actually, no, it doesn't, but...
Okay, let me go on with him, okay, because
okay.
I know that he
okay.
stands by the side of me here and he wants me to make this... Now, as I said, he's either father or grandfather, but he must link in your dad's side to your family. Okay.
okay.
Now, what have you been like saying that in your dad's side that there's like seven of them in your dad's family? Is that right?
That's about correct, yes.
Okay, because I know that's where he connects with. There's seven of them there in the family. Okay. He also wants me to say here to you there, Kevin, at the moment, that he makes me aware that, you know, that you are of the mind of understanding the spirit world yourself. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and he tells me that you know that you're able to build a communication to the spirit world yourself. Do you understand
right.
of that?
Yeah, I know who it is now. I know who it is. I'm sorry. It's it's my stepfather that passed away. His name is Jim.
Okay, don't be sorry because you know it's my job to identify him, isn't it? Okay,
right. Exactly.
Which that is perfect. Okay. Now, I know as this gentleman makes his communication here with me, he wants me to see that, and he wants me to talk about your development, your awareness of the spirit world. Now, would I be right in saying to you that when this man passed on to the spirit world, again, I'm feeling like a sudden passing here with this man. Would that make sense there to you?
You know, at the end, I wasn't really close with him.
Okay, so, well, you missed, it was quite sudden in the end, okay? So just bear that in mind and remember I've said it to you, okay? But as he talks to me about your development and about the way that you go on from here on in, if I say to you that you are, I know I've already said to you that you're able to build a communication. If I say to you that you're wanting to take it further, does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, and the further you want to take it, it's almost like as if I want to say to you that you want to do as much as you possibly can with it, as fast as you can. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes.
Okay, because I know it's like I want to go as fast as I can. I want to go 100 miles an hour and nothing's going to come in my way, okay? Now, he tells me there that no matter what, you're the kind of man, if you've got something in your mind, you will do it no matter what. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And he says to me that you are very, very good at what you do. Now, would I be right in saying that to you, Kevin? It's almost like if I want to see to you, it's like two kind of jobs that you have, because I want to talk about two jobs.
Okay.
Okay. And the one seems more appealing than the other right now. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I know I want to talk to you about the one that's more appealing the moment. And I do believe I want to say that you, that's the kind of avenue I want you to go down at the moment, okay? Down that road, because I believe that's where you feel you're being pulled to. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, also here, Kevin, I do believe I want to say to you that there's a lady in the spirit world that wants to communicate, okay? Now, I know that the first thing this lady does is show me her legs, okay? And I know as she shows me her legs, they are very swollen, and particularly around the feet and the ankles are very swollen, okay?
Okay.
Now, I know as well that she talks to me here about... Now, she wasn't like the gentleman. She wasn't she wasn't the one that would shy her love away. She would always express her love, because I know that's the first thing she wants me to say. I want to tell you that I love you. Okay, not me personally, but she does. She wants me to say to you that she loves you, okay?
Okay.
And that would be the first thing that she would have to say that you. Now, I know she's quite rounded in her features there, Kevin, as I'm looking at her.
Okay, yes.
I know as well I want to say to you that this lady certainly complained and suffered with her hands and her wrists towards the end of her life, because I know I want to start shaking with my hands, and it's almost as if I had difficulty in grip and hold of things. It's like as if it was, you know, I had to use two hands or I needed assistance to even like drink a cup of tea or something. I would have needed assistance. I would have needed help, because I know that she wasn't able and capable of doing it herself towards the end of her life. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, yes. I know as well that she... So you know who she is, yeah?
Yes. She's my grandmother.
Good. Okay. Okay. See, because as I've got this lady, okay, she makes her way that it's like... You know as if you would, like, fly your flag, okay? Now, I know that you know, the American flag, okay?
Right.
I know I'd fly my Welsh flag if I could, okay? because I know that she talks about flying our flags, okay?
Okay.
And she says to me, it's like as if you want to make a mark of where you want to put your stake in the ground for flying your flag, okay? So that would suggest to me then, okay, that, you know, that this is something you're shouting off the rooftops, that you're able to connect to the spirit world. Come and have a look at what I can do, because I know that you are very capable and you are very good at what you do. In linking to the spirit world in whichever way, shape, or form that you do that. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe, Kevin, I should be having you as a guest.
I really want to appreciate it, Mike. I really thank you. This is all really new to me, this, I guess, gift that I've been shown. So it's really surprising, okay. But I really thank you.
Good, no problem at all. Well, remember, you know, you can always come back and, you know, we can discuss that at a later date. And, you know, as I've already said, Elizabeth has her own show as well, and maybe we can sort something out there. But we'll see how it goes, and we'll, as I said, discuss this at a later date. But, you know, this lady is still with me here, Kevin, okay?
Okay.
And she says to me, you know, oh, God, and she gives me this terrific pain in my lungs, okay? It's the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been her, wouldn't it? because I know that this pain I'm feeling is not yours. It's certainly not mine. But it's lungs. Would I be right in saying it was lung cancer that took this lady home to the spirit world in the end?
Yeah, in the end, I didn't really get to be too close to her, so I don't exactly. I just know it was cancer. So
okay,
that's correct. That's correct.
Okay. Because I know it's in my lungs and I feel it's cancer is what took me home to the spirit world. I know that she makes me aware that she was a kind of lady that's full of life, full of energy, full of love. And that's exactly what she wants to express to you, Kevin, at the moment. But she does talk to me about your sleep pattern because it's you seem to start to settle down of an evening time now. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because it all seems to be working. Your life seems to be going along quite nicely now. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And it's like as if it's all finally come together now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Because I know that's what I want to talk to you about, okay?
Yeah.
It all seems to come together quite nicely, okay? See, there's something, I'm missing something because I'm being told you keep missing it, boy. There's something... I've got it. Okay. There's something to do with it. Now, if I look into your life a minute, okay?
Okay.
Even though I'm saying it's quite nice at the minute, there's something that's going on that's quite heartbreaking at the minute, isn't it? Do you think you seem to be on top of it? Is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And would I be right in saying there to you there, Kevin, that... even though to the exterior and to the outside world, you're fine. Everything's perfect. But inside, it's a total different story, isn't it?
Sometimes, yes.
Because I'm being told that inside you, it's like as if you're calling out so bad that I need to... I don't know if it's like a companion or if it's like a relationship. I don't know. I'm not going to... diagnose anything because you know that's something I cannot do, but there's something to do with I need something so bad, and you know it's only every now and again that urge comes around that if only it would be like the icing on the cake, for want of a better word. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. Yes, sometimes yes, I do that.
That's fine, because I know that's what I want to talk to you about. Okay, it would be like the icing on the cake. Okay, now you know I want to say something to you, and I want to see if you've just pressed up on a memory button in my life. You know, I was asking the spirit world for something so bad, you know, a couple of months ago. I was saying, come on, spirit, I need this so bad in my life.
Right.
It has to be right. I was asking for quite a few criteria that this thing that I wanted had to meet in my life. It had to have so much of this. And, you know, be careful what you wish for, Kevin, because sometimes it just does come.
So, that's true. I always say that.
I know of Elizabeth is laughing, and you know, it's so true. We ask and ask and ask, and sometimes we are blinded because you know, instead of asking for the one important thing for happiness, we kind of want the material things in life, don't we?
Yes.
And that's what I want to put around you. You know, never mind of what we think that we want. Let's look around for what we need. And sorry, not so much need, of what needs to be in our lives, okay? Because I know I want to say to you that, yes, happiness counts for everything, but being ourselves counts for so much more. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Kevin, I want to say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much, Mike.
If you go on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Nice guy. I like that.
He seems to be a very nice gentleman there, doesn't he?
Yeah. That's nice.
Okay. Well, let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I know I can have a breather now here, Elizabeth. And the next one here, I think it's Louise. Louise, are you there with us?
Hold on. Let me call it back. Hello?
Hi. Was you on the phone to somebody else there?
Oh, no. I was talking to somebody. Got off real quick. I thought, let me call you back. Multitasking.
Well, good job it wasn't me, because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to do it. You know yourself, men are good at that kind of stuff. One thing at a time. May I ask you there, Louise, where you're calling from?
Kansas, in the middle of a wheat field.
Okay, Elizabeth, it's all over to you.
All right. Hi, Louise.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Well, I like the fact that you're in the middle of a wheat field. That's good. What can we do for you today, dear?
Well, you know, I have two dogs, Salsa and Chips, and they have been acting kind of peculiar of late, almost as if they're seeing and listening to spirits. And so I don't know if I have any messages coming. I know a few bouts of illness, and I know there are, you know, other people, you know, with staff. So anything that you have or anything that you can tell me about, anything would be great.
Okay. Well, when you said they're behaving peculiar, I do think that you have a spirit there with you in the house. I think it followed you home.
Wonderful.
It's quite all right. It's
I'm not afraid.
No, it's not anything bad. I don't want you to ever get, you know, to think that. It's not bad. And it's kind of funny because I feel that it's a female spirit.
Okay.
Young. I want to say maybe in her teens, okay?
Huh.
And it's really kind of odd. Because that she likes your dogs, and they're trying to figure out what she is, who she is. Okay, I don't think it's anything that she's particularly wanting. You didn't know her, okay?
Okay.
But it was almost like she was lonely, okay? And I think that spirits, when we pass on, sometimes we think that they don't feel. And they don't maybe feel like we do, but they still have those same, if they were lonely before, sometimes that will kind of come back to their being. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why she followed you home. She wanted to be around people again.
Hmm. Are there any other spirits that you pick up or any?
Did you have a dog that passed away when you were, I want to say about, and when you were a kid?
Oh, I had several.
But this one that I'm picking up on was a mid-sized dog, dark, almost a black in color.
Yeah, all of my dogs are kind of that description.
All right, but now this one that I'm seeing, did it have white on its tail?
No, not cool.
Not really white, but kind of, it's a different color on its tail.
No, all of them kind of have all black tails.
All right, well, I don't know what this one is then that I'm seeing, but I'm seeing one that's got almost like a tan, not really a white, fur mixed into the black on its tail.
Hmm.
Interesting. It's kind of funny because I do pick up on animals.
Yeah.
At times, too. And, wow, I don't know where that one, how that came there. But anyway, interesting. But I'll have to think on that one later.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't for you, huh?
Maybe. Yeah, I've had several dogs. And no one mixed colored tails.
Your dogs are going to be fine with the spirit that's there. I don't really see a lot of other activity there. I do know that you pick up on them.
Okay. Yeah, I was told.
I think you do pick up on spirit. I want you to understand.
Yes.
You actually, it's not that you see them, but you feel it.
Both. And I hear them.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And you hear them. Okay.
Yes.
See, and that I do know, and I think that's another reason why this lady followed you home.
Wonderful. I was told not too long ago that my dogs were seeing my mom. And
no, I don't.
They don't recognize her, but she's not totally transferred over.
Yeah, no. This is a young lady who's, I said, I want to say 18 to 20. Three, something like that, in that age frame. Slender, had mousy brown hair that was kind of like shoulder length.
Mm-hmm.
And she, when she was in a car wreck.
Oh.
When she passed. This one was in a car wreck, honey, when she passed. Because she's showing me, she's showing me that. But no, this is not your mom.
Okay.
Not at all. No.
Great.
No. No, this is not your mom. She just got lonely and she knew that you were safe. And she followed you home.
Okay.
I don't think she's going to be there permanently.
Okay. Well, I hope not to be here permanently either. I'm in university housing.
Ah, there you go. There you go. Well, that makes sense why she followed you home then.
Yes. Well,
that clarifies, that gives us some good confirmation there of why she actually followed you home.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you.
I hope that helps you a little bit.
Yeah, I was just curious, as you know, because they really don't like it. They bark and bark, and they get very, very upset. And
Yeah. That's because they don't know what it is. They don't know, you know, they don't know her. They don't know what it is. Like, they know it's something that shouldn't be there.
Yes.
And okay. I got a feeling this gal probably comes back and visits all the time.
Okay. So you don't see any other spirits around?
I don't.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're more than welcome. Thank you for calling in.
All right. You have a great day. Thank you,
remember,
Mike.
Come on over. Thank you. And remember, come on over to www.mikespirit.fm. You'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let me call out some numbers here a minute if you want to call in just before I go to the short commercial break. It's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. I just posted that as well in the chat room. So we'll be right back just after this.
Would you like to get connected to the spirit world? Then you need Spiritual Connections on MikeSpirit.fm. Every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. UK time, your host, Mike David, will answer your questions and connect you to the spirit world. So remember, tune in to MikeSpirit.fm for your Spiritual Connections.
Okay, and as I said earlier on, that show this Thursday will not be aired due to unforeseen circumstances. I'm not going to be here. What do you think of that, Elizabeth? That's bad, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think that's bad at all. I hope you're going to go do something fun.
Oh, yeah, very, very positive. You know, it's again working for spirit. So, you know, we have to keep going, don't we? Keep moving on.
Yep. Well, that's what it's all about, is growth and never letting ourselves get mired down in the mud.
Exactly.
So I don't know. You know what, though? I can't say that because I think kind of playing in mud, so that's fun sometimes.
It never seems to be going right, does it, sometimes?
There was just a funny visual that came to mind anyway. Okay. We won't go there.
I want to mention something here, Elizabeth. And I know that you do a show on a Tuesday. Isn't it your Tuesday show that's dedicated to healing?
Uh-huh. Tuesdays, it's all about healing with Elizabeth Rose Live. Yep.
Okay, well, I want to ask you something. It might be a bit of a strange request here. And I know if you was listening to the beginning of the show that you would have heard me saying about my poor little dog, my little two-year-old boxer. Bless his little heart. He's developed a little condition that he's on antibiotics. He's on steroid tablets. And he's not
like
feeling
prednisone.
Himself.
Yeah, he's taking some prednisone. This year.
I don't know.
It's like a prednisone for dogs.
But he likes taking his tablets because I wrap him up in ham, and you know every time he takes his ham, he doesn't eat it. He just swallows it. So he opens up his mouth and it's gone.
Okay.
So I thought to myself, I wonder if I put a tablet inside a piece of ham, hold it up, would he take his tablet? Because, you know, he is a boxer, and as you can appreciate with boxer dogs, they kind of store things in the side of their mouth.
Yeah. They sure do. Because, you know, I had a Boxer mix one time, so.
Well, I thought to myself, how can I get this tablet without physically pushing it down his throat? How can
I think you're fine with what you're talking about doing is putting it in a food, some kind of a food. And since he does like his ham, that would work really well. Because like you said, he doesn't chew it. He just engulfs it.
What is it? Gone.
Yeah.
But I want you to include my little Marley in your show on Tuesday, in particularly to try and send him out some healing. And I know that people in the chat room can do the same because, you know, I love my little Marley. He's been awful good. Well, I said I've been on the particularly this network. I know on the last network, I'm going to share a funny little story here with you. Just quickly, because I know there's plenty of callers online. I remember doing a show on a different network, and the chat room, and some of the people in the chat room might remember this, and I've never really shared this story with anyone, because I thought, oh, I can't. But I'm going to now, because it's, you know, he's my little man, you know, he's my little Marley. And the one day I was doing the show, and, you know, he always had this thing of waggling his tail everywhere, and he'd eat things, and you can imagine, he is a big dog. I know he's only two, but he's a big dog, you know? And the force of this tail eating things, it makes a terrific noise, especially when you're live on air.
Right.
But he loves to have a kutch. Marley likes to kutch, you know, which is, you know, tacky, but I know that you wouldn't understand the word kutch. It's a Welsh word. He likes to have a good hug, you know? He likes to be around you. He likes to just snuggling by the side of him.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, bless his heart, he was only 9 months old at this stage. And I'm laughing because I remember I was sat on the sofa doing this radio show in the home when I used to do it on a little laptop. And I had the headset on. And the chat room, people were saying in the chat room, you know, we can hear a low groaning noise. And the producer of that show, right, said, it's Mike's guest.
Oh,
but it was
gosh.
Curled around behind me and started snoring by the side of me, and everybody could hear.
Oh my gosh.
It was a low groan noise, but it was my dog. It was little Marley.
So cute.
He's funny. He's funny. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have, I think it's Delilah on the phone next. Delilah, are you there with us?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing very well, thank you. May I ask you, Delilah, where you're calling from?
Florida.
From Florida. Okay. Joe, I've even forgot whose turn it is, Elizabeth. Is it mine or yours?
Pardon?
I'm sorry.
I forgot whose turn it was.
Yours. This one is yours.
Okay. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for here, Delilah?
Well, my question is regarding, I've been separated for about a year and planning to file for divorce in the next couple of months. But my main question relates to, I want to move out of state with the kids, and I know it's going to be an epic battle. And I wanted to know if you, you know, can tell me if it's going to be worth the legal fees and fighting this battle, whether I have a chance or not.
Okay. Okay, now as you know here, Delilah, okay, what I do is link to the spirit world. So if I do that, you see what comes of it. Is that okay for you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. See, now I'm aware of someone here in the spirit world. I want to say they would link to your dad's side of your family because I'm aware I want to go to your dad's side, okay? Now, if I look in your dad's side, would I be right in saying that I would find a gentleman in your dad's side of your family that passed over quite a number of years ago? I want to say maybe you was a lot younger then when he passed to where you are now. So it's quite a few. I'm not saying that you're old, please don't get me wrong, but it was quite a few years ago that he passed on to the spirit world. I want to see to you that he was very slight of the build of his body, because I know that's the way he shows himself here to me. He's very slight of his build. I know that he would have been quite a well-dressed kind of a man because he wants me to kind of like do myself together, pull myself together. I know that he would have been quite a well-dressed kind of a gentleman of when he was here with us. He does also make me aware to say to you of when he was here with us that he liked this quality time when he was here as well. He loved to have his quality moments. He would have loved nothing more than being in the comfort of his own home, and I want to see you out his garden because that's important to him that he addresses his garden. So I know that you would have loved the digging, the planting, the turning, and so on. This, I know it's his garden and gardening that he loved when he was here with us. Do you understand of what I'm talking about, you, Delilah?
Unfortunately, my dad's family lived in a different country, and I never really knew many of them. So no, I don't have any idea.
Okay. So you wouldn't have known much about your dad's side anyway, no?
Not too much. Not anyone that passed a number of years ago. Not really, no.
Okay.
Doesn't
now,
mean, they didn't exist, obviously, but I'm not familiar with them.
Maybe. Of course not. See, I've always said if they know us, they can tell us something about our lives, can't they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's exactly what I'm saying to him now. If she doesn't know you, then tell us something about her life that she would recognize you by. Now, she says, okay, he says to me that he wants me to say that, you know, for the past, this has been a question that's been on your mind for some time then, isn't it?
Yes.
And you've been contemplating of where to go, how to get there. You've kind of already planned the route forward, but as you say, that you don't know whether it's worth the legal fees or the battle of it all, because you've already had one big, huge battle on your hands, haven't you?
Well, I mean, nothing, official yet, but this is one thing that's weighing heavily on my shoulders, definitely.
Okay, because I know I want to say to you that it's been like one big battle on your hands, and I believe I want to say to you that it's been a difficult journey to get you to where you are now, okay? And I know, you know, in your mind, the best thing for yourself in your mind is to, like, move away, okay? Because that way that you become free, or you believe that you become free, okay? Now, I want to say to you, that, Delilah, that if I said to you that the difficult part is finding an alternative, like schooling, planning it. Do you understand this? It's like planning it.
Okay.
Okay. Because I know I want to say that to you that it's like the more that I've been planning it, the harder, the more of an uphill struggle it's going to become. Now, to answer your question, I want to say to you, yes, it is worth the battle, because I know that it's going to free you up more than anything. Okay, and
okay.
This gentleman makes me aware of that, okay? But he says to me, to get to where you want to go, to where you need to go, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be a quick fix thing. It's going to be more of a, like a milestone that you have to achieve. It's going to be a very difficult journey, as I said. But at the end of that journey, it's going to be like, there's going to be like still water. So I know it's going to be right there for you. But if only we... the right word. If we go with it now and ride the ripples now, it will be still water that's what's to come, okay? But see, if I say to you that you're the kind of person that, I don't want to say that you're a quitter, because that's far from the word, but you kind of think to yourself, I've just had enough. I just want to breathe. I just want my life to become back to normality. Does that make sense to you?
1,000%.
Okay. And I know I want to say to you that, why do I want to put, like, see, it's like as if I want to put, like, a can of beer in my hand. Would you understand why I would say to you that there's something alcohol-related here?
Not with me, because I've never drank and I don't drink. I suspect maybe my ex has started drinking. I don't know for sure, but I'm thinking maybe that's why. I don't know.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that if this is your ex that we're talking about, not that I want to go into anything, because obviously I'm not doing the reading for your ex, the reading is there for yourself. Uh-huh. But would I be right in saying that that's where all this stems from?
No, not at all, actually. Mm-mm.
Okay. There's something, if I said to you, let's go back to where... Well, see, no, I'm not going to change anything. I'm going to give it to you exactly where, the way I get it. It's like I want to put a can of beer in my hand, and I want to say to you, it all stems from either the can of beer, or someone that would have drunk the cans of beer, or someone that would have drunk the alcohol, that has stemmed to where we are now.
No, unfortunately, that really doesn't have to do with anything of the demise of the marriage at all.
Okay. Okay. see, it's given to me again. So you know, I know of what I'm seeing is what I'm meant to be seeing off the spirit world. Okay, I'm not going to change anything. But I see, even though that you're saying that it's not the can of beer that's created it, but if we go back to the ex-partner, okay, it's either that we want to move away from there, or it's like I want to get out of that condition or that situation. That's the reason behind of wanting to move away, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I need to, in order for me to move forward, I need to be away from him.
See, even though that I'm seeing to you, it's because of that kind of beer. What I mean by that, see, is how it's, see, how the spirit works with me. They give me things that I recognize, and then, see, that's how you would recognize that I'm talking about your ex-partner, about the kind of beer. See, and it's like, that's how I want to say that to you, about moving away from there, because it stems from him.
Oh, I see. Okay.
About me? Okay. See, it's just the way the spirit works with me, you know, and I know Elizabeth would agree that we all work at a different level here, okay? But I know I want to say that to you that, you know, would I be right in saying that you, the thought of crossed your mind, will he follow? Does that make sense there to you?
Yes. Yes.
Because it's like, you know, if I do A, B, or C, he's going to come right behind me and do exactly the same thing, okay? And that's why you've got in your mind, well, maybe I'll just go as far away as possible, okay? But I want to say that you have to do what you feel is right for yourself, okay? And what's right for those as closest to you, okay? I know that it's all in order, it's all in planned. So, as I said, to answer your question, the question is, yes, it's going to be worth that battle, because I know at the end of it, there's going to be still waters in front of you, okay? Does that answer your question?
Yes. Well, I know I took up plenty of time, but will he follow? And the only reason I ask is because I'd really like for the kids to be able to have their dad in their lives still.
Okay. Okay. See, I want to say to you that only so far. Now, if I see to you, it's like a couple of states or something. Would that make sense to you, that you've been thinking of moving like a few states away?
It's, you know, 7 or 8-ish. States away.
Okay. So no, it's a couple of states away.
It's to New Jersey. It's to New Jersey.
Okay. And if I said to you that there's been thoughts of somewhere a little bit closer to where you are now, is that right?
That would defeat the purpose, because I'm looking to go back to where I grew up and to be around my family for the emotional support I need, because to be honest with you, I'm just plain old tired already.
Okay.
So I'd like to be able to go back to Jersey, where I grew up, where I'm familiar with, and just kind of start, you know, fresh again.
Okay, because I know I want to say to you of where you think that you're going. You're not going there, because I believe it's somewhere different. Okay, so even though that it's somewhere different, because I believe it's going to be, that's not going to be the right. Or if we do move there, then it may be somewhere different. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I know that my guest is saying something. Elizabeth, is there something you want to add in there?
Yeah, I just want to say that I think that you'll go to Jersey, but I don't think you're going to stay there. I'm like, Mike, I think that you're going to end up somewhere around in the Maryland area.
Okay.
All right? And I think you'll do it because you're going to feel more better and you're going to have a job offer.
Exactly.
Okay?
It's like as if I want to go somewhere, but then I want to come back a little bit closer. As
yeah,
I said,
she'll go up because she's missing family, and I understand about the tiredness and wanting to be there, but that's gonna, it's just not where you're gonna stay, honey. You're not gonna stay there.
Most definitely.
Okay.
Well, you know, just remember what we said, okay? And remember, if you go on over to Mike Spirit FM, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archive a little bit later on, and, you know, be able to play it back and listen to it. And as I said, you know, I know of what we are saying that you, it will come right there for you.
Okay, thanks so much.
Everything's going to be good.
I hope so. All right, thanks. Take care.
The last thing I want to say to you is chin up, okay?
Uh-huh.
Chin up.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah, just keep that smile going, because I know things will work out. What's meant to be will be there in front of you. I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay. Elizabeth, let's go straight back to the phone lines. I believe that we have Sandy online. Sandy, are you there with us?
I am.
Hi,
Amanda.
May
Sandy.
I ask you, Sandy, where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay, Elizabeth, it's all up to you.
All right. Hi, Sandy. How can I help you today?
I recently lost my husband 8 months ago.
Uh-huh.
I have an 11-year-old son, and it's just the two of us. And I kind of want some ideas of what direction my life is going to go in, because I'm
okay.
really struggling.
Good. Well, how do I want to say this, honey? Was hubby sick when he passed?
No.
He wasn't, was he?
Well,
but it was unexpected?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how to put this to you that, you know, you're ready to... You want something more in your life right now.
Okay.
You need something more in your life right now. Let me put it that way. You need to make that. You need to start making and steps to change what's going on with you, because it's not necessarily a loneliness, but you need more than what you have right now.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Part of you is held back from doing anything because you were worried about what other people are going to think.
Okay.
I think that you're concerned about how soon is too soon. Does that make any sense?
How soon is too soon to change?
No. How soon is too soon to pick yourself up and take steps forward?
Okay.
Okay. You just need, I want you to get yourself out. Make that change for you.
Out where?
The other thing that I'm getting is that you haven't changed your hairstyle. I don't know whether it's hair or your dress style in a long time.
Okay.
And you need to do that, do something for you. You need to coddle yourself, so to speak.
Okay. Do I need to move?
Pardon?
Do I need to move?
I don't think you need to move, but I do think that you will be moving, and it's not going to happen until probably summer of next year, about another 6 months.
You do see me moving then?
I do see you. I think you're going to really want to move. I think that's part of it. You just feel like you're mired down. It's almost like I see you with your in the mud up into like almost your knees, and it's real difficult for you.
Well, I would think part of the grieving process right now, because my whole life changed in a matter of minutes.
Exactly, and you don't have it. You have no other way of sharing that and releasing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to have to do. And to do that, is there a group that you can join in with that is for grieving there in your area?
I go to two of them now.
But the one's not really helping you a lot.
No.
Okay? That's what the other thing I'm getting. One is not really helping you a lot. All right?
Right.
I just, I want you to do something positive for yourself. Just make that, do, like I said, coddle yourself, honey, whether it's a new hairdo, buying a new dress or a new outfit that you probably would not.
I bought some new boots a week ago. I never would have.
But
And but I had my hair done.
Okay, good, good. So that's my whole thing. You need to make little changes like that for yourself, okay? And once you do, you'll start to feel better about everything. It all starts for the inside of you.
Right. That's what I'm trying to do. Can you give me any insight about the future of my son?
He's really still upset about his dad.
Okay.
Of course. He doesn't talk to you about it.
No.
It wouldn't probably hurt to get him into some counseling.
I'm going to try, but he's fighting me tooth and nail.
I understand that, but you're the mom, okay?
That's what everybody tells me. I'm not so good as a mom.
No, you're his mom, honey. So just keep telling yourself that. And it'll be for the best, even though he's kicking and screaming, okay?
See, I'm concerned if I do move, how he's going to handle a move.
Well, now's the time for you to do that before he starts. He's not in mid school yet, is he? Middle school?
He's in sixth grade.
Six, yeah, okay. Yeah, before he starts, you know, before he goes into, I would say by the seventh, you know, in his seventh grade, he'll adjust, okay? He'll adjust better. And he'll be in the same school until he gets done, okay?
Are you saying that because you sense that, or just are you just saying?
Oh, I feel it. Let me put it that way. See, here's what I do. I don't only do this, you know, connect with spirit like Mike does, but I can feel things from people. Does that make sense? I'm just telling you all of this because it's what I'm seeing and feeling, and because it's also, I don't want the fear of him. You're thinking that the fear that he's not going to be happy to stop the process, okay?
Right.
And that's what ends up doing. It's because you're so afraid to make him unhappy, you leave yourself unhappy.
Right.
Okay?
That's
just remember, like I said, honey, you're the mom.
So you're thinking we would both be happier if I moved?
I do. I think so. Yep. He may not agree with you right away, but I'm telling you, in the end, it will be better.
Okay.
Okay?
Do you see that move going back to where my family is?
I can tell you that it is out of state. I don't know where you're going to go yet. I don't know.
Okay.
You'll know what you want to do.
Okay.
Okay? You're going to know
what
you want
much.
To do. But don't, just like I said, don't let all this mire you down and trying to keep him happy. Because, honey, remember, like I said, you're the mom.
I know, but I feel my job is to keep him happy as a mom.
I understand that we do that, but that's not necessarily what he feels is going to make him happy. It's going to be good for him in the end, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I can't predict the future. I don't know what will make anybody happy, so...
Yeah,
you know,
but the thing of it is what's going to make, you first have to work with yourself. That's the whole purpose of what I just told you. Everything
right.
starts with you, honey. And once you start working with yourself and make yourself happy, then
right.
everything else will follow.
Right. That's what I'm trying. I'm working on.
Think about yourself first. I know it's hard.
Yeah.
But you got to think of yourself first.
Right. But I don't know what I want either.
Yeah, but you will. It, like I said, you will.
Really?
You will, yeah. You know, when I said get him in counseling,
yeah,
probably not a bad idea that you both go and you
go
with him for a while, you know?
Well, I'll get them, but, I mean, I've been doing counseling on my own. But,
I understand. Yeah, good, yeah. But you see what I'm saying? If you maybe agree to go with him?
Oh, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Don't just say, I'm going to take you to a counselor and throw the kid to the wolves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I told him that today, too, you know. And he said, I'm not going to talk. And I said, well, I'll talk then. And then he said, well, then why should I be there?
But the thing of it is that he will end up talking, okay?
Really?
Yeah, he will. He'll end up talking.
Can you
he's really he's held all this in, honey. He's held it in way too long.
Do you sense him? What kind of person he is?
Your son?
Yeah.
Very strong. Strong-minded, strong-willed. It's almost yeah. He's just very strong-willed and I wanted to say stubborn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know that he's a good kid. He's a good. He's going to be a good good. He's going to grow up to be a great person.
Really?
He is. He's going to grow up to be a great person. I almost see him going into. He's not really into sports.
No.
He'll go. I'm thinking it's going to be something technical, like with computers or a game or something. That
yeah.
he's going to end up working with. Okay, it'll be technical.
Yeah, he's totally into.
He'll find his niche.
He'll be okay.
He'll be okay. You just gotta, like I said, you gotta understand. Make yourself happy first. Work with yourself. Doing that will help him, and he will see that you're moving on, and he'll be there, and you guys can do this together, and everything's going to be okay.
Wow. And what's your website again?
It is MikeSpirit.fm.
Got it. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Hey, well, thank you for calling in there, Sandy. And remember, if you go to the website that Elizabeth just told you, www.MikeSpirit.fm, and you'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading there. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Let's go straight back to the phone line, Jay. I know that we're running out of time very, very quickly here. I do believe that it's Lena online. Lena, are you there with us?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing very well. Thank you. May I ask you where you're calling from?
Florida.
Okay, we seem to be having lots of Florida callers in, which is wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for here, Lena?
I left a job on the 31st of October, and I wanted to see when you see some work coming up for me.
Okay. Well, as you know, as you've probably heard, as you've been on hold there, that my forte is linking to the spirit world, okay? And I'll do that for you and see where we go from that. Is that okay for you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, I'm becoming aware of someone in the spirit world is quite short. I want to say maybe 5'2", 5'3". And I know that this is a lady, so when a lady that's quite short, 5'2", 5'3", of her height of when she was here with us. I know that this lady was quite wise throughout her life, but I feel that towards the end of her life that she would have kind of went downhill quite quickly, quite rapidly. It's almost as if I want to say I'm quite forgetful as well of when she was here with us. I wanted to say to you as well that she would have been quite, you know, her body gave up on her long before she ever would have wanted it to. Do you understand of this?
Sounds like it could have been my mother.
Okay. And if I said to you that you would have had to, if this is your mum, then you would have had to take quite good care of your mum before she passed, because I do believe that it's like as if this lady would have been quite, not so much dependent, but we would have had to do lots for this lady before she passed on to the spirit world. So would I be right in saying that you would have had to take some care of your mum before she passed? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And would I be right in saying as well that, you know, it's almost as if, you know, even though that she accepted the help, it was so hard for her to do just that, to accept the help, wasn't it?
Yeah, she's very independent, a lot like
okay.
me.
Okay, because I do believe, I want to say to you, even though that she did, you know, it was so hard for her to accept the help, she did in the end. She welcomed it, okay? Because I know that she was so, you know, it was so difficult for her to do what she had to do. It was like an impossible task for her, okay? Now, she also makes her way to say to you that, you know, she's always been in your life since the moment she's passed on to the spirit world. I know lots of times people ask me the one question, how long have they got to be in the spirit world before they come back? Now, I say that there is no time limit. You know, I've had people that's passed over and come through the same day. And some people just don't come for for years, you know, and it's all depends upon the person and if we are ready and so on and so forth. But she says to me that she's been around you since the moment she's passed there. Now, would I be right in saying to you that you must have been with her right at the end of her life? Is that right?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Now, she offers out her hand to me. I know whenever the spirit world does this, that would suggest to me that you must have held her hand just as she made her step home to the spirit world. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, because she says to me here about that you had to, not that you had to, but you stayed up all night with her to be with her at the last moments. Is that right?
Yeah, I was there with her.
Okay. But it would have been that you would have had to stay up all night to be with her, right? Good, okay. Because
yes.
She says to me that you stayed up all night to be with me just as she passed on to the spirit world. Now, I know that she talks to me about that she was met by people in the spirit world. So let me talk to you of a gentleman that she kind of recognizes there. A gentleman that would have passed on to the spirit world before her. And I believe that this could be like either her partner, so it's either your dad or your granddad, because I know it's a gentleman that's quite well-spoken in this life. Okay, I believe that he would have been quite a well-dressed kind of a gentleman as well. Would have liked to look after his own, he tells me, of when he was younger. So do you understand of this gentleman that went before her?
Yeah, my father left the year before her.
Okay, so I know I've got your mum and your dad here in the spirit world, okay? And they tell me here that, you know, going back to your question about that you left the job and you wonder, is there another one coming? You know, I want to say to you that, did something fall through then? Did you have a job lined up that fell through or something?
No, I was having a lot of problems on my job, and I just felt like I was being forced out. So I don't know if that was really true or I was, I don't know, it was a very stressful situation for me. I was taking care of an elderly lady, and her family was just really, didn't seem to appreciate me. I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to be without a paycheck. I thought I would always find a job before I left there, but it just didn't seem to work out that way. And I'm just wondering, do you think that they wanted me out, or do you think they want me back, or I'm going to get something else, or what do you think is going to happen here?
I don't think that it's going backwards is the right way, okay?
Yeah,
because
it never
it's
does.
Moving
it never
forward.
Works.
And I know that's what your mom and dad has come to say to me about moving forward, okay? Now, the first thing is first, they want me to say to you is, first thing is first, you have to get over this feeling of you let in people down. Because you feel it's your fault, don't you? You feel that if only I did this, then it wouldn't have happened that way. You feel in some way that you blame yourself. Is that right?
Well, I don't like to be without a paycheck. It's going on a month without a paycheck. And I had a little bit of money that I was saving, but just, you know, that could last.
Gina, I'm not talking about your paycheck. You feel that it's your fault that it's ended that way. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, I really believe it was a combination of things. I don't think it was.
But what I'm saying to you is that now that you're blaming yourself, okay, and the first things first we have to say to you is, instead of blaming yourself, let's pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off and look again, okay? Because I know that I want to say to you, it's time that we started to apply for things, okay? And the more that you apply for things, then, you know, it will work if you, okay? It will come around. So I know I want to say to you that there is something ready there for you, but you have to start putting yourself out there, okay? And that's the main thing that Mum and Dad wants me to say to you. You have to put yourself out there. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, I'm applying for everything. I'm even people I come in contact with, I'm asking everybody, do they know of anybody?
Okay, good. Because I know I want to say to you that the more that we apply for, something's going to come back there to you, okay? Now, I know that you want to, or you would like to stay in the same kind of job that you was in before. With
oh, no, I don't want anything to do with that type of work anymore. I worked in an office. I did administrative management work. I just took that because it sort of fell in my lap.
That's
but
not
I would
what
never
I'm
want to do that. type of work again.
Okay, well, don't be surprised if that's offered to you. And
no.
I want to say to you that, you know, for now, let's take it for now until we get what we're really looking for. Okay? Does that help you a little bit, Delina?
I mean, where do you think the offer is going to come in from? From somebody I knew?
I don't believe it's somebody you know. I believe it's something or someone that knows about the. I know it's that kind of line I want to talk to you about. So I know that it's somebody you've heard about you or somebody knows you. It's not something that you've approached. I believe something's going to be offered to you, and I want to say to you, take it until we find the thing that is right there for us. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay, I know I need to end it there because I know that my time has run out here. But I will say to you, you know, come on over to mikespirit.fm. And you'll be able to retrieve a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Whew, Elizabeth.
Yes.
We're there.
Yep,
we're over.
I know. Yep.
Not quite over yet.
We've got just a few minutes. Yes, we do.
In these few minutes, I want you to tell all my listeners all about your shows, where they can find you, how they can find you.
Okay. They can find me at www.ztalkradio.com. And I do three shows over there. I do Our Worlds. And my motto is, if it affects your worlds, it affects our worlds. So we do that. We do Dear Emmy, which is all about relationships. We do all about healing on Tuesday. So I encourage everybody, you can find me, Elizabeth Rose, over on Facebook. You can find Our Worlds Productions over there, and that is me also. Same thing with Twitter. It's Our Worlds Productions, and you can contact me at any way, shape, or form there, and also on Skype. Add me on Skype. And again, it's Our Worlds Productions. So easy to remember, easy to find me. And I want to say thank you, Mike, for allowing me to be here and working with you today.
Well, the pleasure is all mine, Elizabeth, and you know it always is a pleasure working with you because I know that you know I've been on your show many times, and you know it's quite strange how we met, isn't it? You know, I remember being sneaky. being myself who I was in the chat room and just saying I want to know is there a medium on here, and I was kind of hiding away.
You really were sneaky. You were, and but it was a nice way to meet you, and I'm glad that we met, and I'm glad that we can now share here on the radio shows. It's wonderful. I love it.
Exactly, you know, and you know, Elizabeth, I'm so glad that you know it was sneakily of me finding you and finding your shows, because you know it always makes me think, you know, if we don't put ourselves out there as in such, then we're never going to get anything back. I know that we have spoken many times, we've done many radio shows together, and you know, as I've always said and always will say, and as I just have said, it's a pleasure working with you every single time. So you know, I look forward to you coming back on the show.
Yep, I look forward to that too.
But I do want to apologize to all those that did call in that didn't really get a chance to come through. I know it was a very busy show here, Elizabeth. But remembering, you know, normally, and I say normally, this Thursday, the Spiritual Connection show is not going to be aired due to unforeseen circumstances. But remember, come back in next week, right here, same time, same place. And even come on over to mikespirit.fm. You'll be able to listen to the show there. For me, it's good night, and I suppose it's good afternoon for you, Elizabeth, isn't it?
It is good afternoon. It's only 4 o'clock here in Arizona. Yeah.
So I'll say thank you to all, and hope to catch you all next week. Goodbye.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is.
Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.